Mornings with Genevieve Jacobs on 666 ABC Canberra.
There's little doubt that if we look at the great issues of our time, our response to the refugee crisis is right up there on any measure. Globally, there are more people on the move seeking refuge of some kind than at any time since the end of the upheavals of the Second World War. So what do we do about it in this country? How do we respond when these issues are so complex and so profound for people's lives? Tomorrow night, a panel debates these issues at Manning Clark House. And on the panel, my next guest, retired Major General Jim Molan, who's been both a former federal government advisor and envoy for Operation Sovereign Borders. Jim, good morning to you.
Genevieve, good morning.
Now, the crisis has been growing exponentially, I mean, most recently via the brutality of ISIS, the Syrian conflict. Let me start by asking you what specific responsibility you think we bear in this country for lending a hand as a global citizen. What are your thoughts?
My thoughts are that this has not just occurred. Even if you take only the Syrian refugee crisis, that's been going on for 5 years now since the failure of the Arab Spring. So what we have now is, in my view, very, very good policies for responding to that. Quite often the contention, Genevieve, that we have on this is that people don't think we're doing enough. So what we do have at the moment through the humanitarian program, which is part of the government's, I should stop saying our and I should stop saying we, but part of the humanitarian program that the government runs, is the third largest in the world. Now, we can keep doing more and more and more, but I think what we're doing now is very, very good and Australians should be proud of it.
Although, Jim Molan, we seem to have a right to respond in this way because we've got a privilege afforded to us by our distance and our size. Now, that privilege of making decisions about who comes and who doesn't isn't afforded to other people, including the Pakistanis, the Lebanese, indeed most of Europe, by virtue of different geographical circumstances. Why do we get to make that choice about who comes and who doesn't when others can't?
Well, geography is a very, very big issue. The Pakistanis, in the last couple of weeks, have announced that over the last 12 months they sent 200,000 Afghans back to Afghanistan. So people are sensitive about their borders, regardless of where they are. Places like Lebanon, Turkey, and Jordan are doing extraordinary things, and they're doing them for temporary protection reasons, and God bless them for doing it. But the majority of people who take permanent refugees are the developed countries, and we've seen the most extraordinary events over the last year and a half of uncontrolled migration going into Europe. And that should make us think each and every day about what we do. People say that there are something between 20 million and 60 million refugees in the world, and other organisations say there's about 1.2 million who are in extreme danger. Genevieve, we can't take them all. The Australian people, I don't think, can be expected to do that. We are number three in the world, and we're taking how I calculate it, we're taking about five times as many as our, and this is just clever arithmetic, we're taking about five times as many as our per capita rate in the world. So, you know, at about 0.2%. Of the world population, but we take just under 1% of the world's refugees, I reckon we're doing a very, very good job.
Mm-hmm. So Jim Molan, you said earlier that you feel very comfortable and that we are doing a good job with the way that our policies currently stand. Do you include in that offshore processing where it currently occurs, given that the kind of horror stories that have come out of detention on Nauru and Manus Island?
Yes, it's been very difficult in relation to that, and I must admit, as we were working through what the policies might be, in the period of when the coalition was in opposition, we were aware that this was going to be the lasting policy, the policy that would attract most of the problems. You know, when you go through the list of what we've achieved by Operation Sovereign Borders, it's been extraordinary. People are now focusing, as they should be, and I have no problems at all, on offshore processing. I have never met one person in government or people who support this who want to keep people in Manus or Nauru. And when I was active in this, I was watching others furiously trying to find places for these people to go. The minister himself has said that in view, I think there were 2,000 incidents that I think it was the Human Rights Law Centre, do you know, who brought this out. The minister himself said that that it'd be investigated. Yeah, we'll investigate them all, but that it was hyped was the word that he used, and I understand that. He said that he pointed out to us all, and as the Prime Minister said, we shouldn't be misty-eyed about this. He said it was in the interest of those on Nauru to hype the reports that came back to us. And so, you know,
do you take that on board? Do you take that on board, John? Jim Molan, the material that we've been discussing recently comes out of the actual record keeping on the island. So it's not accounts from the internees themselves. It's accounts that have come from guards reporting what's been reported to them.
Oh yes, but there's been a range of reports that have come out, and you know, it's very, very hard to run anything like this. See, I see offshore processing as an integral part of why Operation Sovereign Borders, our current border policy, was successful and remains successful. I think they should be got off those two locations as soon as is physically possible. But in order to maintain the integrity of our borders, they should not be brought to Australia. I guess I would maintain a level of what I call a quality of scepticism, Genevieve. People reject what the minister says because they reckon he's got an agenda running. But they're prepared to accept unquestioningly everything that comes out of other organisations, the human rights or refugee law centres, organisations like that. And let's be serious, they probably have an agenda. So I don't know what to believe in relation to those, but I know the minister will investigate them, and I can understand that it's in the interests of some of those on the island to hype what they're talking about. It's a tough policy, but I think to bring them to Australia undermines the reason why 1,200 people have not died at sea since the Coalition took over this policy.
Very quick question. We've only got about half a minute left, Jim Molan, and I've got a number of texts. But Michael says, well, we still don't know what happens on water, adhering to our obligations. If so, why hide? Very briefly.
Very, very briefly, Michael, get onto the internet. Everything about how it has happened on the water is on the internet. What you won't find, as for a state not telling you when the police are going to raid someone for counter-terrorism or drugs, what you won't find is tactical information on when we're conducting operations in Afghanistan. It's all out there now, but it wasn't out there in advance of what we were doing on the water.
Mornings with Genevieve Jacobs on 666 ABC Canberra.